Today from the Ohio Newsroom, the legacy of a Central Ohio pioneer. Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors all over Ohio. I'm Claire Roth. This month, we're exploring stories of Black excellence throughout Ohio history. Ohio's home to a number of historic Black cemeteries, the final resting place of Americans who built businesses, schools, and communities. But some of them have been paved over or abandoned in the years since. Ohio Newsroom student storyteller Brielle Coleman reports on the fate of one of those sacred sites.
To the community of Perry Township, Pleasant Lecture was a leader, but Gahanna resident Toy Williams has a bit more of a personal connection.
To me, he is my four-time great-grandfather on my father's side of the family, and he has become my hero. He was a man of family, faith, and education, and, you know, he wanted to pass that on.
And that's exactly what he did. Born in 1789 on a plantation in Virginia, he bought his own freedom and brought his blacksmithing talents to Ohio around 1830. He saved money and purchased 227 acres of land in what is now Upper Arlington. He donated a parcel of it to Perry Township to build a school for children of color.
He wanted a place for children of color to be educated. And in the 1800s, there was no place for that. You know, everyone deserves a fair shot. And that's what he wanted everyone to have.
Litchford built a community for his Black friends and family where they could protect each other from being kidnapped, lynched, or sold back into slavery. After he died, Litchford's descendants inherited his land, which included a community cemetery. Fast forward to 1955, and the land was sold to Upper Arlington City School District. At the time, approximately 30 bodies were exhumed and moved to Green Lawn and Union cemeteries.
And it wasn't till the demolition of my high school towards my graduating year that they actually found bodies under my school.
That's Natalie Harrison, who was a student at Upper Arlington High School in 2020. That year, during a parking lot renovation, the school found 6 additional graves, dating back nearly 200 years.
I had no idea that this was happening in my community, that my high school could potentially have a cemetery underneath that we had never learned about.
Natalie turned her shock into action. She wrote and directed a play titled Legacy, sharing the story of Pleasant Litchford, his land, and the people buried underneath her high school. What happened to Litchford Cemetery concerns Noelle Volz. She's an assistant professor of history and expert in African-American and early American histories at Case Western University.
When we come into bulldoze space and we don't pay attention to who was there before and we don't honor that, we are oftentimes destroying things like cemeteries, spaces where, you know, folks have lived and died and their families honored them. And we have to think about what that means.
Volz points to a cemetery in Dark County, Ohio, that remains unmarked with no historical placard.
We drove and we found this cemetery that were filled with people's stories, right? And actual people. And it was this Black cemetery that who knows what would happen to it, right? Like it's there right now, it's blocked off, but it's not marked in terms of a historical marker, right? What will happen in 10, 20, 30 years.
In the late 1950s, the remains from Litchford Cemetery were transferred to a mass grave at Union Cemetery without efforts to identify individuals. His descendant, Toy Williams, says that's disheartening.
Because at Union Cemetery, it just says Litchford Cemetery. So they, you know, they didn't take the time to try to figure out who each person was, and they just put them in a mass grave, like one after the other, after the other, after the other.
Today, Upper Arlington is making efforts to honor Pleasant Litchford with a historical marker in the memorial garden where the cemetery once stood. But still, it saddens Williams that for decades, the cemetery that honored the lives of her ancestors was virtually erased from the landscape where it once stood. For the Ohio Newsroom, I'm Brielle Coleman.
The series is funded in part by the America 250 Ohio Commission. That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.